SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and ones we can count on to help us live our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves. So if you're feeling like a Black Opal beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too, because one shout out leads to another and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
You're listening to SBS News.
What is far-right extremism? The term refers to people or organisations who promote ultra-nationalism that often excludes certain groups. This type of extremism can oppose democratic principles and processes and can include groups who consider violence a legitimate way to achieve their goals. A parliamentary inquiry is looking into the threats posed by these extremist movements and their capacity for violence. Professor Michelle Grossman is the director of the Centre for Resilient and Inclusive Societies. She told the inquiry there's evidence people of all ages are becoming more involved with extreme ideologies.
Far-right extremism is accelerating in Australia and around the world, enabled by digitally based social, operational and financial connectivities. There is also increasing crossover between far-right extremist movements and other grievance-based ideologies and groups, such as those aligned with conspiracy theories, hateful extremism, extreme misogyny, and the polarizing impacts of political mis- and disinformation, creating a post-truth environment of uncertainty, mistrust, and resentment.
Lydia Carlisle is from the Addressing Violent Extremism and Radicalisation to Terrorism Network. She told the inquiry the internet and the massive social change it has brought is part of the problem.
Oftentimes we think of right-wing extremism as a white Anglo male phenomenon. However, the expression of right-wing extremism has been manifested and shown across different aspects of our multicultural society, unfortunately. So, for example, that could be the rise in Hindutva extremism, for example, or pro-Putin apologists, or with, you know, ultra-Croatian fascist expressions. So it's, while that is the stereotypical image, it's important that to understand that those ideas manifest across ethnicities and across communities, both in Australia and globally as well.
Dr. Khalil says changing demographics in Australia also mean right-wing extremism is not just a monocultural phenomenon.
Oftentimes we think of right-wing extremism as a white Anglo male phenomenon. However, the expression of right-wing extremism has been manifested and shown across different aspects of our multicultural society, unfortunately. So, for example, that could be the rise in Hindutva extremism, for example, or pro-Putin apologists, or with, you know, ultra-Croatian fascist expressions. So it's, while that is the stereotypical image, it's important that to understand that those ideas manifest across ethnicities and across communities, both in Australia and globally as well.
Dr. Itamar Livni, speaking on behalf of the Australian Jewish Democratic Society, told the inquiry, the Jewish community in Australia remains a target of right-wing extremism. The society is calling for Australia to develop a national database and set definitions for hate crimes instead of relying on not-for-profit organisations or volunteers to provide data. It currently remains difficult to identify what exactly is happening around the country. States and territories do not have similar methodologies, which makes it difficult to identify hate crimes. Mr. Livni says, along with growing anti-Semitism, there are also concerns about the presence of right-wing elements within the Jewish community itself.
As with other organizations, we are concerned about the activity of the activist far right, including its attempts to infiltrate and recruit in settings such as local government, as well as its staging of attention-seeking events. Second, we are concerned about ties between certain sections of the Jewish community and extremist right-wing Israeli groups and ideologies. In particular, we are concerned about political and financial connections between certain local Jewish organizations and extremist groups in Israel and the occupied territories.
Mr. Livni says these groups pose a threat to social cohesion.
The Executive Council of Australian Jewry has recently spoken out strongly against one such organization. We see in Europe and the US support for such ethno-nationalist extremism on the right. In the US, support comes from right-wing Christian Zionists and right-wing Zionists who believe that Palestinians have no place in the Holy Land. We fear that in Australia it is a similar case, and local connections with extremist Israeli ethno-nationalist ideologies pose a threat to social cohesion in Australia, especially with the heightened tensions over Israel-Palestine.
Online gaming platforms are increasingly being used by extremists to expose children and young people to radicalised ideologies, along with gaming platforms featuring violent narratives. Toxic masculinity is also playing a role in breeding right-wing group membership. Associate Professor Josh Roos from Deakin University told The Inquiry, important work is currently being done to work with boys and men who are the primary contributors to violent extremism.
We know that anger is a core driver to violent extremism. And so there's a lot of work going on, in particular in this country, in the light of violent misogyny, questions around not only domestic violence, which is debatable in its links to extremism, but more broadly, the issue around why men are drawn into these groups. So my own research has looked at, for example, the use of masculinity as a recruitment mechanism, how it's targeted by recruiters, talking about anger, shame, going from zero to hero by joining our group and belonging to something bigger than yourself.
Professor Roos says these education programs have a positive focus about how men can contribute to society, how to show respect for women, important steps in addressing potential future grievances that may make right-wing groups attractive. Rana Ebrahimi, National Manager of Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network Australia, says education campaigns also need to work with families, not just young people.
Prevention is the best way, and education as well. It's not just education for young people and prevention on the young cohorts, but it also needs to cover the families, especially mothers, because they are in constant relationship with the child as well. And they can see the signs of change in behavior. The fathers are role models, especially in the misogynic behaviors. So it takes the whole of the family, and the schools needs to be educated and informed to be prepared to do preventive measures. It's a whole of nation conversation.
The public hearings continue. The Legal and Constitutional Affairs References Committee for Inquiry is due to report its findings by December 2024. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and ones we can count on to help us live our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves. So if you're feeling like a Black Opal beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too, because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.